From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a state of emergency in the wake of continued protest in a U.S. city. North Carolina's governor has declared a state of emergency in the city of Charlotte as protesters rally for a second night Wednesday. They did that in response to the police killing of an African-American man. Charlotte police say 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott was spotted getting out of a car with a gun Tuesday at an apartment complex when they arrived to serve a warrant on another person. The officer fired after Scott ignored warnings to drop the gun, but Scott's family says he was instead carrying a book. Witnesses said he had his hands in the air. Police body cameras did capture the shooting, but the video has not been made public. The city government initially said that someone was killed after being shot by another civilian, but later said that person was critically injured. Charlotte's police department said four officers were also hurt, none with life-threatening injuries. The United Nations says it was possible that countries backing the Syria peace process would agree today to salvage a collapsed ceasefire, that it was still working to restart peace talks within weeks. UN Deputy Special Envoy for Syria, Ramzi Ezzeldin Ramzi.
It is clear that the co-chairs are determined to make their agreement work. That is very clear. The Security Council, also all the members who spoke there, some of them at the head of state level, gave their support to the efforts of the co-chairs.
Ramsey said he hoped to hear a positive outcome within hours. VOA News. The U.S. State Department spokesman has dismissed claims made by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad during an interview with the Associated Press as ridiculous, adding they show that Assad has lost his legitimacy to govern. In the interview, Assad tells AP that the U.S. deliberately targeted Syrian government soldiers in an airstrike that killed dozens. The U.S. has said the strike was accidental and they had intended to target Islamic State group militants. Assad says the U.S. lacks the will to join forces with Russia in fighting extremists. State Department spokesman John Kirby says it's difficult to see how these ridiculous claims deserve a response, except to say they prove yet again the degree to which Assad has lost his legitimacy to govern. He says it underlines how vital it is for the international community to achieve a political solution that gives the Syrian people a voice in their future. A U.S. military official says Islamic State is suspected of firing a rocket or artillery shell that landed on a military base in northern Iraq and may have contained a mustard agent. In remarks to reporters at the Pentagon, an official said no one was hurt in Tuesday's attack at the Kayara West Air Base, but several hundred U.S. troops were on the base at the time. The official said the rocket fell within the security perimeter of the base, but called the attack militantly insignificant and said it had not affected operations of the mission in any way. The official said hundreds of U.S. troops are at the base, but would not give any details on that comment. Schools and businesses were forced to close in Puerto Rico Wednesday after a fire at a power plant left 1.5 million people in the dark. Officials say two powerful transmission lines at the Southern Power Plant, which serves most of the U.S. territory's 3.5 million residents, failed and caused a blackout that swept across the island. Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla called the blackout a very serious event. He said the fire destroyed a system that provides power to about 30% of the island and caused 15 additional fires across the island as generators began to malfunction. No one was hurt in those fires. Puerto Rican authorities said they expect power to be restored to most areas throughout the day. Report out says Yahoo Incorporated will confirm this week that there has been a massive data breach of its service. That from the technology news website Recode, citing several sources close to the situation. Recode reports the breach exposed several hundred million user accounts. Verizon Communications bought Yahoo's core internet property, including Yahoo Search and Yahoo Mail, for almost $5 billion.
That's the latest world news from VOA.